That is his blessing. He wanted. I tried, therefore. Whatever is being done, it is by his desire. Vaishnava, Satya Sankalpa. Whatever he desires, that is to fulfill. Dasya Devi Paravakti, Yatha Devi Katha Guru. Therefore, full faith in Guru, that is the prime factor of success. Not any other things, no qualification, no education. Only staunch faith in Guru. Dasya Devi Paravakti, Yatha Devi Katha Guru. Dasya Prasadada Bhagavat Prasad. This is the secret. So whatever little success is there, that is only this qualification, that I wanted to serve him, that's all. Otherwise, there was no business of coming here at the age of 70 years.
No one could imagine that.
You have seen all my room in the Radha Damodar temple.
I looked through the cracks. They're usually not open. Very inspiring.
Radha Bhav has one newspaper article when you just arrived in, I think, Butler.
Trivikram wrote it up two nights ago.
When you had just arrived in, I think, before going to New York, and you were being interviewed, and it said that the Swami is welcoming lectures, and what is it?
I don't remember the exact words.
It was very inspiring for us.
The Butler picture?
Yes.
She bring the show problem.
You saw that picture? Paper was the ambassador of India's culture.
Ambassador?
Mm-hmm. Was that the one you
wrote? Yeah, that's the same article. It's in the Butler Eagle. It shows a photograph. You're looking through one of your books.
Many times the devotees lament that we could not have been there to help you because there was so much service.
Yes, you're helping. Create such fragrance except Krishna. And the fragrance is coming from here, from the dirt, muddy dirt, and the fragrance is coming. Unless there's fragrance, I'll come here. The color is coming, the beauty is coming, the fragrance is coming, the ointment is coming from the stem. Where is the scientist?
They can create more.
They're saying every day there is no God. You see, how could it be? You do it?
In the future.
There is another bluff.
Post-dated change.
Now, even if you do in future, what is credit? It is already done by somebody.
They just copy.
They can create fragrance, simply the bad smell of their bodies.
In future. If I'm putting with God, and without being success, you still have God. What kind of God? Yes. And foolish men have no sense. They accept such rascals as God. They do not see what is God. How beautiful flowers, how nice arrangement. He cannot manufacture even one fiber. And still you deny God. Mura. He's speaking. Maya Daksa in Apajati is under my supervision, everything is being done. And you have got experience that unless one supervises, nothing can be done very nice. So these things have been done under some expert supervision. This part is green, and so this part it is red. Two colors have been transmitted. The flavor is not here, but here. What is this element? There is no brain.
Super intelligence.
And still the rascals, there is no brain.
Just chance.
No. What a fool there. Try to expose these fools. But people have lost their reason, brain, everything. Even if we expose, they cannot understand. Still they will stick.
What is their hope? What is their hope then?
Hope, last hope is to kill them.
Kalki
Avan. No more teaching. Simply, with sword cut.
Kalki kills them.
Also in massacre. Being killed by God, they get salvation.
Even for doing nothing.
What kind of salvation? What sort of salvation?
I mean, they realize their spiritual identity. Apono karma gunjaya samana kaya. Karma phal. Result of sinful activity. Very, very strong. Prahlad Maharaj's prayer, what is the book?
17. Which one, Grove?
I think it is 10th chapter.
It's not in this volume.
No.
Beginning of the 10th chapter is here.
Yeah, beginning of the 10th chapter is here.
Yeah. What is the first one? Eighth verse.
Indriyani manat prana or jadi das yasi me kamam.
No, the Prahlad Maharaj's prayer. See, it's the contents.
It starts in the ninth chapter of his prayers.
Brahmadas.
Yeah.
Read that.
Sri Prarada Uvacha Brahmadiyak Suragana Munayota Siddha Sattai Katana Gatayo Bachasang Pravahai Naradi Tung Puru Gunar Adunapi Pipru Kim Toastu Manati Same Hari Ugra Jate. Prahlad Maharaj prayed, how is it possible for me, who have been born in a family of asuras, to offer suitable prayers to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Even until now, all the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma, and all the saintly persons, could not satisfy the Lord by streams of excellent words, although such persons are very qualified, being in the mode of goodness. Then what is to be said of me? I am not at all qualified.
1 second.
Purport?
No, but 10 seconds.
Sanskrit also?
All translation, not Sanskrit also. The mantra is hearing, that is very valuable. These are all Vedic mantra. If you simply hear, it helps you spiritually.
Manye dhanabhi jana rupa tapak sutojat tejak prabhava balapurusa bhudi joga naradhanaya hi bhavanti parasya pungso bhaktya tutosa bhagavan gajajyuta paya. Prahlad Maharaj continued, one may possess wealth, an aristocratic family, beauty, austerity, education, sensory expertise, luster, influence, physical strength, diligence, intelligence, and mystic yogic power. But I think that even by all these qualifications, one cannot satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, one can satisfy the Lord simply by devotional service. Gajendra did this, and thus the Lord was satisfied with him. Vipad dvisad guna jutad aravinda nava padarabinda mimukat sapachambaristam manye tarapitamano bhatane hitartha pranam punati sakulam natu bhuri mana. If a Brahman has all 12 of the Brahminical qualifications, as they are stated in the book called Sarat Sujata, but is not a devotee and is averse to the lotus feet of the Lord, he is certainly lower than a devotee who is a dog eater, but who has dedicated everything, mind, words, activities, wealth, and life to the Supreme Lord. Such a devotee is better than such a brahmana, because the devotee can purify his whole family, whereas the so-called brahmana, in a position of false prestige, cannot purify even himself. Naivatmanat prahurayam nijalabha purno manam janat avidushak karuna vrinite jajyat jano bhagavate vidadhita manam tachatmane pratimukhasya jathamukhasri. The Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always fully satisfied in himself. Therefore, when something is offered to him, the offering by the Lord's mercy is for the benefit of the devotee, for the Lord does not need service from anyone. To give an example, if one's face is decorated, the reflection of one's face in a mirror is also seen to be decorated. Tasmaraham bigata biklava isharasya saratmana mahigranami jithamanisam nicho jaya gunavisargamanu pravistak huyet jena hipuman anuvani tena. Therefore, although I was born in a demoniac family, I may without a doubt offer prayers to the Lord with full endeavor as far as my intelligence allows. Anyone who has been forced by ignorance to enter the material world may be purified of material life if he offers prayers to the Lord and hears the Lord's glories. Sarve yami vidikaras tava sattva dhamno brahmadayo bhayamivesha na chodvi jantat kshemaya bhutaya utatma sukhaya chasya vikriditam bhagavato ruchiravatarai. O my Lord, all the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma, are sincere servants of your Lordship, who are situated in a transcendental position. Therefore, they are not like us, Prahlada and his father, the demon Hiranyakashipu. Your appearance in this fearsome form is your pastime for your own pleasure. Such an incarnation is always meant for protection and improvement of the universe. Tadyachamanyum asurascha hatas tvayadya modeta sarurapi brishchika sarpa hatya lokascha nivritinita pratiyanti sarve rupam nisringa vivayaya janasmaranti. My Lord Nisringadev, please therefore cease your anger now that my father, the great demon Hiranyakashipu, has been killed. Since even saintly persons take pleasure in the killing of a scorpion or a snake, all the worlds have achieved great satisfaction because of the death of this demon. Now they are confident of their happiness, and they will always remember your auspicious incarnation in order to be free from fear.
You are reading the transcription or original
verse? Transcription.
So this transcription is quite helpful in pronunciation and everything. Exact as it's coming. The diacritic must follow. You can pronounce exactly.
Naham bibheme ajitate tibayana kasya jivarga netra bhukuti rava sogra dhamstar antra sajak chattaja kesara sankukanan nihrara bhita digibhar aribin nakagra. My Lord, who are never conquered by anyone, I am certainly not afraid of your ferocious mouth and tongue, your eyes bright like the sun, or your frowning eyebrows. I do not fear your sharp pinching teeth, your garland of intestines, your mane soaked with blood, or your high wedge-like ears. Nor do I fear your tumultuous roaring, which makes elephants flee to distant places, or your nails, which are meant to kill your enemies.
Now he has come to this point in which he is afraid. Next verse.
Trastos myaham kripana vatsala dutsa hogra sansara chakra karana grasatam pranita badhasa kamabhir usatama tengri mulam prito pravarga saranam vayase kadanu. O most powerful, insurmountable Lord, who are kind to the fallen souls, I have been put into the association of demons as a result of my activities, and therefore I am very much afraid of my condition of life within this material world. When will that moment come when you will call me to the shelter of your lotus feet, which are the ultimate goal for liberation from conditional life?
But I'm not afraid of this material life, not of losing it. Such a fearful appearance, he knows he's my Lord. No fear, but he's afraid of this material. Trastos me. Read it.
Same words or next one?
The same verse. Trastos me.
Trastos me aham kripana vatsala duksahogra.
Dushahogra, this material life, the tribulation, it is unbearable for me. Tastosmi, dusaha, ugra.
Samsara chakra.
Samsara chakra. Then?
Karanat grasatam pranita. Badha sokama bhir usakta.
And I am put into this condition. Not that I am accusing you. It is due to my own fault. So karma be by my own result and action of karma. Then
Usattama Tengri Mulam.
Therefore kindly engage me in your service. What is the translation?
Of
this verse, yes.
O most powerful, insurmountable Lord, who are kind to the fallen souls, I have been put into the association of demons as a result of my activities. And therefore, I am very much afraid of my condition of life within this material world. When will that moment come when you will call me to the shelter of your lotus feet, which are the ultimate goal for liberation from conditional life?
Is that part one?
Yeah.
Being in the material world is certainly miserable, but certainly when one is put into the association of asuras or atheistic men, it is intolerably so. One may ask why the living entity is put into the material world. Indeed, sometimes foolish people deride the Lord for having put them here. Actually, everyone is put into conditional life according to his karma. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, representing all the other conditioned souls, admits that he was put into life among the asuras because of the results of his karma. The Lord is known as Kripana Vatsala because He is extremely kind to the conditioned souls. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, therefore, the Lord appears when there are discrepancies in the execution of religious principles. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata tadagmanam sijamyaham. The Lord is extremely anxious to deliver the conditioned souls, and therefore He instructs all of us to return home, back to Godhead. Sarvadhaman parityajamam ekam sharanam braja. Thus Prahlad Maharaj expected that the Lord, by His kindness, would call him again to the shelter of His lotus feet. In other words, everyone should be eager to return home, back to Godhead, taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, and thus being fully trained in Krishna consciousness.
Next verse.
Jasmat priya priya biyoga samyoga janma.
This is description of this material life. Jasmat priya priya
biyoga samyoga janma. Shokagni na sakala jonishu dayamana dukhoshadam tarapi dukamata dhyaham bhuman bhavami badame tava dasya yogam. O Great One, O Supreme Lord, because of combination with pleasing and displeasing circumstances, and because of separation from them, one is placed in a most regrettable position within heavenly or hellish planets, as if burning in a fire of lamentation. Although there are many remedies by which to get out of miserable life, any such remedies in the material world are more miserable than the miseries themselves.
Yes. You want to mitigate some misery, and the process is still more miserable. Is it not?
Yes.
They are trying to solve one problem, but creating another hundreds of problems.
What are some of the examples? What is some example of that?
Just like you create a motor car for easy transportation, and you have experience the power problem, the accident problem. If there is no power problem, you get more petrol and you commit more accident. And you stop car, then there is, you are unable to move because now you have created a city. If you want to go to consult a doctor, you have to go 30 miles from your residence. You require a doctor, but because you have now car, you have big roads, so your doctor, medical consultant is living 30 miles off. So you have to ride on cars to go to the market, to go to the office, to go to the medical man. So car is required. And as soon as car is there, the accident is there, there is power shortage is there, require big roads, so on. So what is the solution of your problem? He has created more problems.
So village life is best.
That is the best way. That you develop. It's only an ideal thing. You haven't got to go office 50 miles on. Just get little fizzy vegetable and meal. That's the problem is solved. It is practical. Why you should go 50 miles up?
In New York, to go to work, they go into the subway car, and there are so many people. So
not only the ferry steamer, bus, then subway cars, so many things. I've seen it.
It is so
crowded. They start for going to the office early in the morning.
Yes.
And they come back at 11 o'clock at night. And few hours, that is their family life. And that hours are wasted by sleeping and by sex. But this is their life. And to forget all this miserable condition, drink, this is civilization.
My father used to get up very early in the morning to go to work, and he would be so tired from going to work, as soon as he got home, he would just eat and immediately fall asleep. I'd ask him why he was working so hard. He would say, simply to support the children. But now he has no more wife, no more children, and he's still working the same.
Horrible children. Chant Hare Krishna.
They say they have no time.
All right, come to New Vrindavan. We shall give you food. That they won't come.
They have to work.
They're afraid of nature.
So, Srila Prabhupada, I'm going back tonight.
Why is that so?
Get ready for your coming.
I think that's all Kirtananda Maharaj ever thinks of, Srila Prabhupada. Mm-hmm. I think all Kirtananda Maharaj ever thinks of is when you are coming.
I'm also thinking of the fresh vegetable and fresh milk. Which is not.
Remember the first time you came out, Srila Prabhupada?
Huh?
Remember the first time you came, you walked up the road?
Yeah.
Our car, we tried to take you in the car, but it didn't work. It broke. Power wagon,
what's
up?
Get
stuck.
No, fresh vegetable, fresh milk. This is celestial. Who has got the opportunity in the city? Automatically.
That's your problem.